Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? TMHOM Radio Live. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're inside Empowerment Sunday, 917-889-3926. Apologize for the little delay. Again, Empowerment Sunday. Welcome to the show. a lot going on in the country, a lot going on in the world. So we want to come and just encourage you this October 9th, 2011, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, good evening, everyone. How are you?
We are good. We are good. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, Domare. Welcome to the show. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We can't hear you, Domare. Uh-oh.
You can't hear me?
Uh-oh. Now we can. Welcome to the show.
Oh. Okay. I don't know why. Something's on your line. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. What's going on? No. Hey, you said something the other day was an indication. You saw one of my favorite films recently. You said pineapples. I don't like
pineapples.
Pineapples, I don't like just pineapples.
Yeah,
I love it. I like the safe word. Everybody should have a safe word. Pineapples.
No.
I don't like it, pineapples.
My hilarious Facebook friend. My oh-so-funny Facebook friend, Kevin Hart. Yo, the movie was off the chain, and I say big up to Kevin Hart. Just big up to him for, yo, he kind of blew up here recently. Doing a lot of big things.
You say he doing what? He did what?
I said he blew up here recently. He's doing a lot of big things.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, because even with Soul Plane, he went real big. But I think that was like my first. Well, no, he had a couple of B movies on BET that came on. But it was Soul Plane that really became familiar. But I really didn't like him. He wasn't funny until one day I can't remember the name of the first stand-up I saw. It was the one where he said, get money. I was through. I was a Kevin Hart fan after that. I've been encouraged by Kevin Hart in so many ways.
You say it's so many ways.
Yes. I've been empowered and encouraged. It's Empowerment Sunday. I like the safe word idea, though. You really should have that, you know.
Everybody has a safe word.
Yes. I think it's a good concept.
Everybody needs a safe word.
Pineapple. Don't take mine. Don't take his. I'm going to take it.
Right. Folks, we only have 53 minutes left in the show. It's 9:08. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. Again, Domare live out of Chesapeake. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. CeeLo stopping past. Hopefully before the hour's out, you are inside Empowerment Sunday. Here's an inspirational song, and we'll come back on the other side of this. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, Empowerment Sunday. We'll be right back. Go, Toya. We'll be back, everybody.
Boom! Boom. Yeah. Now that I got your attention. Yeah, hey. How you doing? How you doing? Come on.
Shadow, a cloud, or a light in the sky. Am I catching it wrong, or am I
Hyman Radio Live. That was Mary Mary Walking here on Your Empowerment Sunday. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's your girl Toya rocking with you out of Newark, Delaware. We've got the mayor out of Chesapeake, VA, and Mr. T.M. Hyman himself rocking with us straight out of Florida.
No doubt, no doubt.
No doubt, no doubt. Empowerment Sunday.
Empowerment Sunday, man. As we prepare for another work week, you know, another work week, I'm going to tell you, for me, stress is the number one thing we've got to focus on this week, you know, and that's really the focus of Empowerment Sunday tonight, stress. You know, how do you manage your stress? Do you even feel stress? You know, do you know yourself, your body? You know, do you know the symptoms of stress? I know for me, you know, when I start stressing out, I somewhat start shaking. Like, I can literally start feeling like a little shake when I really start feeling stressed. And for me, I've adopted, like, a breathing technique that kind of helps to reduce that stress. Really, just in case folks did not know, you can quickly start to reduce stress simply by taking deep breaths. I know that sounds real simple, but breathing is a, I don't mean just normal breathing. I mean it's deep breaths with an extreme release of that breath. It truly works. It lowers your blood pressure and your stress almost immediately. How do you all deal with stress? Do you know when you're stressed? Some people have no idea they're stressed. They just think that, you know, they just mean all the time. When at the end of the day, no, you're stressed. So, man, do you sense when you're stressed?
Say it one more time. I'm having technical difficulties with my line. Say it one more time, please.
Do you know when you start to feel stress?
Yeah, I'm actually, I do, because I know myself that much. I know when I am stressed. One of my big signs of when I'm stressed is I begin to lose weight. Stress affects me not only physically, but mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And I was just remarking when you said the comment about sometimes taking a deep breath can help with that. And like sometimes that can. It gives you the opportunity to relax, release for a moment, calm down, hopefully give you a different outlook, you know, so that you can maybe take a different perspective on this problem. But sometimes it still doesn't alleviate the pressure of the issues. And sometimes
right.
That's more of the stressor than so much of the feeling. It's just, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't care how many times I take a deep breath, this issue is still in my face and I can't get that out of my mind. But yeah, but your question to me was, do I know? Yes, I do. I do. From being in situations of stress from experience, I've began to pay attention and know. Like, I know when I'm stressed and when I'm depressed. My body, I do two totally different things. When I'm stressed, I lose weight. When I'm depressed, I gain weight. I eat. You know, so I know, yes, I pay attention very much to, you know, how my moods and how my feelings affect me and different things of that sort. And so that, because I'm not a person who likes to wallow in my self-pity. I'm going to take a moment in it. Don't get me wrong. But I know if I don't self-motivate myself through this thing, no one else is going to help me through either. So I know, okay, I give myself a moment, and then I kick myself in the tail and say, let's get going. Or if I don't feel like I've kicked myself hard enough, then I'm going to go talk to somebody to help push me through this, because stress can kill you, and that's the last thing I want to do is die over something I had control over.
Mm-hmm. And did you say control over or no control over?
Control. I have control over what I let, the things I let come, the pressures of my life. Sometimes I feel like the majority of those things you can't control.
Because you can control how you respond. You can control how you respond to it.
Yeah, like, you know, like people get stressed behind finances. But if you take if you have that person take a step back, look at themselves in the mirror, and let me ask you some questions about some of the decisions that you've made. And how did you get to this point? Now, could you have avoided this? It's highly likely, yes. So, to my mind, we have control over a lot of the things that cause us stress.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, and we have to hold ourselves accountable for those things that we can control, because often we do. We are the reason why we're in this situation, and we're looking for somebody else to bail us out. But regardless of whether we got ourselves in the situation or not, you know, really, how do you manage the stress? What are some of the techniques that you do to manage stress once you find yourself in a stressful situation?
I'm gonna say this. It just depends. It depends on the because I think like little things can stress me up, baby. Like I got stressed by my tragedy losing my husband. I think that I confuse that sometimes with stress and depression. I think it was more depression than stress. But some of the trickle down things that have come with my situation has stressed me. So how do I handle that? I get on the phone. First, I take it to the Lord. And then because I am human, I sometimes don't give it to him. So then I get on the phone when I feel like, okay, I know I was supposed to give it to you, but I didn't. So now I'm sitting here battling with myself. What do I need to do to go ahead and to release this thing? And I'm calling my support system. And I'm going to unload on them because they love me and they let me do that. And they let me talk it out so I can see, you know, how do I need to go about getting rid of this thing? What do I need to do?
Right.
Am I looking at it right? Am I not looking at it right? And once I get off the phone, I have a more clear decision on what I'm going to do. No one tells me what to do, but they do give me advice and wisdom. And I'm talking about my two best friends on the other end of this phone. But, you know, I take that information and I make the best informed decision. And I get past that thing because, like I said, stress kills. And I ain't trying to die right now. I don't got time to let these little things stress me out. But, hey,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm human and I get stressed by it. But, you know, I know what I can do. I know where I can go, you know. And I know that at the end of the day, it's all going to rest on me and my family. I got to do it. I have to be self-motivated enough, have enough whatever it is inside of me and my relationship with God to keep moving forward, because there is no room for you know, immobility or to be stagnant. You got to keep moving, and I know that. So that's what drives me to not stay in that place and to do what I need to do to get past it. So, you know, that's what I encourage others. Talk. There's nothing wrong with talking. If you find yourself talking to yourself, told you that lady, she was getting stuck like a pincushion, and she was going to get back on them when we was in D.C. If you got to talk to yourself out loud, just get it out. You know, like I told my mom, my daughter, you know, as parents, as moms, we all want our kids to talk to us. But I told my mom the other day, I said, Daisha, ask Daisha a question. She said, well, I feel more comfortable talking to grandma about it. I ain't get mad. I told my mom, as long as she talks, I don't care who she talks to. People just got to talk. You know, stress comes on because sometimes people don't talk about it. They think they can handle it all on themselves. God didn't put you here by yourself to do it all by yourself.
That's
open
right.
Your mouth.
That's right. You just touched on something that I think is, like, imperative for us overall as human beings. It's relationships. When we hear the word relationship, we typically think intimacy. We think sex. We think, you know, sexual relations. We think intimacy. But relationships don't have anything to do with sex. You are in relationship, you know, with your pastor. You're in relationship with your sister. You're in relationship with your coworker. Whether it's a good relationship or a bad relationship, or guess what? An indifferent relationship. It doesn't matter. They're all relationships, and we all need support bases, specifically when you're dealing with stress. Talking it out is half the battle right there. But you have to have a confidant, someone you can trust, someone that you have a relationship with, and it's not specific to intimacy. We'll be right back this joint right here. You're in tune to Empowerment Sunday, Team Honor Radio Live. Go, Toya.
Protect me through
my
day. As I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And
TM Hyman Radio Live. You was in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was pray, and that's what we all need to do this Empowerment Encouragement Sunday. Definitely pray. Pray for loved ones. Lift up some sickness, for some healing for our sick ones. If you have anyone in your family, definitely lift them up. But tonight, I want to take this opportunity to bless the world with our own hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, who is definitely about to bless us and encourage and empower us this evening.
This is your dude, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, coming to you with your Empowerment Sunday work.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is your dude, T.M. Hyman, really coming with your Empowerment Sunday message. And again, we're just talking about stress. Is stress number one killer? I think, I don't know if it's number one, but I know it's a silent killer. Drives a lot of different issues like blood pressure. And I know blood pressure is one of the number one killers in our country, specifically all African American males. And tonight I want to talk to African-American males specifically when it relates to blood pressure and stress. You can die. Domer said it. You can die over stress, specifically over high blood pressure. Work-related things, when you think about your finances, people are going into foreclosure, people are going bankrupt. It's a tumultuous time in our country. And stress, I think, is probably the highest that it's been in quite some time. Just some ways to reduce stress. You know, one, exercise. That's the number one best way to reduce stress, is getting in at least 3 to 4, you know, instances of exercise during the week, at least a half an hour. And if you can't get a half an hour in 15 minutes. Now, I'm not doing the kind of exercising that I guess I will require. That I'm actually requiring of others to reduce stress, but swimming is something that I used to do quite often. But any kind of exercise, whether you're walking, running, you know, some kind of exercise, that would definitely help you. Take some time and just listen to some music. Music reduces stress, preferably soft music. You know, clearly rock is not going to reduce your stress any. I'm not even sure hip-hop music reduces your stress any. But quiet, soft music, you know, preferably classical music. It's known to reduce stress. Music, exercise. I will say eating the right foods also, you know, helps to kind of calm you down. Your mood anyway. You know, so your diet, your health, your exercise, and really some good music. Just some small tips inside Empowerment Sunday to help you to reduce your stress. It's a killer, and we don't want you to die.
You know what? I also want to say this. Let's not confuse reducing stress with relaxing. Like I said earlier, sometimes you can relax, but at the end of the day, that's why, like, people turn to drugs and alcohol, because even though they relax, when they finally get back to it, they still got to face the problems. And some people, that's where the stress comes from, because they don't want to face the problems that's still going to be there after they listen to the music, they exercise, and do all that stuff. So what do we do then?
That's a great point. That's a great point that you actually make about dealing with the issue heads on. See, because one, it's not this is the deal. It's not the situation that takes you out. It's you not dealing with the situation.
Exactly.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care if there's a death in the family and you're trying to figure out who's going to take care of you now, whether you've lost your job, you know, whether you've lost your car, whether you just, you know, got foreclosed on. Guess what? If you had it before, as long as you're breathing, there's an opportunity to get it again. There's nothing under the sun that can't be replaced except your life. Your life can't be replaced. Things can be replaced. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Face it heads on, accept it for what it is, and then do all that you can do. There's no need to try to sweep under the rug, because it's not going anywhere. Deal with it.
That's easier said than done. It's a mindset. You know, you got to be ready. If your mind not that strong to face and to deal, that's not going to happen. I mean, what you're saying is absolutely correct, though, but, you know, it's just a mind state. You know, so you got to change your mind. Okay, I got to change my mind on how I'm looking at this, because what you said is correct. Everything else is replaceable except for your life. So it says it's replaceable. Why are you stressing over the fact that either you got to lose it, get rid of it, give it away, do something different with it? But until people get to that place where they can allow their minds to comprehend that concept, then we back to the drawing board again. Well, here's the stress because I can't get past the issue. Now what do I do? So, I mean, no, what you're saying is absolutely correct, though. You know what I'm saying?
There is no alternative, though, to dealing with it. The alternative to not dealing with it is being stressed out and dying. So you figure it out. That's my empowerment message. We'll be back. Deal with it or die.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go to a deal with it or die, parents.
Yep. Deal with it or die.
Okay.
What Dee Dee's saying is real, but guess what? I'm not talking to people who can't change their mindset. I'm talking to people who want to change their mindset, who want to reduce their stress. For those who don't want to or say I can't, guess what?
Deal with your job.
Oh, God. Oh. All right. You guys need to relax first. Don't just deal with it or die. Please.
For real, try
it out. Yes, pineapple. Yes.
Need that safe word.
Chill out first. Yeah, use the safe word. We all just want to dive right to the deep end on that one.
Yeah, so we're going to be back to relaxing music. So we don't die. Give us some relaxing
music. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live. Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Work out if we don't try. This is not a fairy tale. This is
However, you could kill yourself either by not paying attention because you're moving too fast. You could kill yourself because you've taken too much time. Like people who work somewhere for like 30 plus years or whatever, and they've gone hard at it. And the day they leave the place, that there are good stresses and bad stresses. That's why I brought that up. Sorry. You know how people they'll leave the job and then they die the day afterwards just because, you know, I think that's like what happened with Steve Jobs. You know, like he was stressed at what he was doing only because he was having health issues. Now, had he not had health issues, he probably would have been able to manage the stress a little differently. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know where people get their concept of how to live life. Why does it have to be? Why does it have to be lived?
That was my point. That's my point. I'm not talking to people who really don't want to make a difference. You know, people who don't be accountable. Point, you know, a lot of people don't have the mental capacity. To me, you know, they just don't want to be accountable. And I don't know if you disagree with that, you know, though, man. But I just think we ought to be accountable and take care of our business.
I concur. How about people who, okay, are used to going through life who really, to them, they haven't been through stressful situations or felt stressed. Bam, the recession, 08 hit, they lost money, things that happened, bank fees. Something in their life has caused like a new measure, a new degree of stress. So to tell that person, wrap your mind around this problem, do what you need to do, walk on through it like you had before. They're like, well, I ain't never felt kind of stressed before. I don't know. It's easier said than done. Like I said, I agree with you, though. I'm with you 110% because I'm the person who wants to move fast. You are talking to me all day long.
Has anyone been laid off or fired from a job?
Yes.
Yes, I've been laid off.
Mm-hmm. I've been laid off.
So in the midst of being laid off and fired, has you ever been laid off or fired before? Have you been laid off and fired of multiple jobs?
Not multiple. Wow. I'm fired from one job and laid off from one job.
One experience, so you all at least have one experience in each. So tell me this, what prevented you from going up to the 13th floor of a hotel and not jumping off the building just because you were laid off or fired?
Okay, when I was fired, I had two other jobs and I was in college. It really didn't matter. When I got laid off, I was praying the prayer of Jabez and asking for that mountain to be removed. And when God moved it, I said, thank you, hallelujah. I didn't care how I got out of there. I just needed to go.
Well, why would you have to pray to leave a job? Why wouldn't you just quit?
You just quit, right.
Well, exactly. I didn't want this stress. I need unemployment. You just can't quit. Life still goes on. You got to
walk out.
Yeah, that's
okay. Got it. For the benefits. That sounded weird to me. I mean, but I get it. You wanted the benefits. But guess what? I mean, in any situation that you're feeling like you gotta pray in order to get out of it. I mean, at the end of the day, what's more important? Your stress, your sanity, or your unemployment?
Okay, but let me
your unemployment.
Hold on.
What's more important is me being able to pay for these bills and to take care of myself. You know, my peace of mind is definitely more important, but as I'm looking long term, I'm like, okay, if I go out and make this move without one knowing that I'm supposed to make this move, these are the trickle-down effects that could take place. Until I was told that it was time to go, which means when I got that word from the man upstairs, like I felt, I had to stay in that situation and continue to pray until he let that door come open, because once I knew I got the word from him, everything else that I felt like was going to fall at my own hands was taken care of by his, because I did it in his time, in his way. You know, even though it was a layoff, you know, it was okay, but I just couldn't just walk out all willy-nilly because I look to the long term, like, okay, this got to take place. I walk out, I don't get no unemployment. There's no guarantee I'm going to find a job in 30 days. I took all that into consideration and figured my best plan of action was to keep praying.
Right.
That's right. Well, I don't disagree with that. I think that was a great response.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I never heard
anybody
say that. You know, I prayed the prayer of Jabez to get out that job, and then I was fired.
It
I'm like, huh?
No, that's the one I got laid off from. Not fired. That's the one I got laid off from.
Okay. Okay.
No wonder it sounded funny to you. Okay, no, the one I got fired from, I had in college. I had two other jobs to fall back on. I had three jobs, and I was a full-time student. I really wasn't impressed.
Now that makes sense. I was like,
okay.
J-Baz and then get fired? I'm like, huh? Hey, we'll be right back there. With the pineapples. Hey, we'll be right back after this. Empowerment Sunday, back in the morning.
From you saying your life was fine, I would have treated you right. I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Go for it.
So, right, Craig Lewis Band. I mean, not Craig, sorry. Lord have mercy.
Nope.
That's the Gregory.
Nope.
Only you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, excuse me, public. I am not in my right mind right now. I'm trying.
The public may be asking,
when are
we in our right mind? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is out of Empowerment Sunday. I don't know if you all are checking out this new show that Simon Cowell has. Paula Abdul, L.A. Reid is one of the judges. And I'm looking at a ridiculous artist who's on stage wrapped up in all kind of, I don't know what he has on right now. L.A. Reid is trying not to die laughing. I don't know what's going on with these reality shows, these talent shows. Empowerment Sunday.
It's about
Brandon. Thanks for rocking. They send us back tomorrow. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. What did you say, CeeLo?
I said they're only getting these reality TV shows for massive branding.
Hey, well,
nobody cares about their life, really. You know, I mean, just really, nobody cares about their lives. It just really is about massive branding, companies, you know, cutting back on advertising and just using a whole TV show to do so, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, I saw a Jersey Shore pin in Walgreens. Really? Jersey Shore, they have talking pens. Who wants to hear Snooki talking while they're writing? I don't. I heard talking. I'm about to put past the channel. Better yet, buy a damn pen. Keep the pen.
That is
branding.
Funny. Toya, give us a Dexter update. What's cracking?
I can't keep up with Dexter right now. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll watch him tomorrow.
Hey, no, you DVR.
She mad with you. She mad with you right now.
I do know that Mos Def is making his appearance this evening on this show.
So. Oh, man. You
that's
know what?
Room.
You
know,
part of Brother Sam. So.
That's what's good. Well, you make sure you provide us that update tomorrow because I'm missing it myself. But I appreciate you and your teamwork this evening. Teamwork absolutely makes the dream work. Folks, again, just on that whole stress piece, Inside Empowerment Sunday, I mean, I know it was a little extreme with the die piece, but stress does kill. And it is about accountability. It is about tackling issues, life's issues, head on. You know, finances, guess what? Everybody's struggling from some type of financial something. They don't have enough to do this. They don't have enough to do that. People who have enough, they're looking to the future. You know, they don't think they're going to have enough a year from now or from 6 months from now. Guess what? Somebody always has something they can stress out over. The reality is, keep it simple. Anytime you have shelter, anytime you have food, anytime you have clothing, guess what? You're in a good place. Shelter, food, and clothing, the basics, you're in a good place. There are many people with no shelter, with no food, with no clothes. There's always somebody in a worse situation than you. With that being said, deal with your issues, reduce your stress.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people really don't know how to do that. You know,
that's what Dee Dee said. We don't know how.
I mean, because when you look back, you think about where did you get your thought of how to work? You know, I mean, like I know for me, working was just I started working young because I wanted my own money. I rubbed old ladies' feet and washed hair for $10. You know what I'm saying? Like. I wanted money. I didn't care about all that other crap. I just wanted money. And that was my motivation until I got older when I realized money doesn't make you happy. It just buys you the things that keep you occupied. It doesn't necessarily make you happy. And so, yeah. You know, and so I started going for more towards things that I just knew how to do naturally and run with that. It may not pay off top, but you really do get a massive reward at the end of it, well, in the process of it. So.
You know what? If people did more of being more creative, you know what? I'm sorry to try to go back, and we're about to leave in 3 minutes. I just wanted to real quick add a conversation with my aunt and my mom today, and she was just saying, you know, if we think about how to create, if we are faced with a situation, and if we get in the mindset of, how, okay, we got this situation, we know this is the problem, and if the answer is money or whatever the case may be, how do we create what we need, whether it's money, whether it's a building, whether it's a block of cheese, I don't care. If you can get your, wrap your mind around the thought of how can I create, if it's not here right now for me to put my hands on it, how can I create it? That's like the number one start. That's like a starting point to help you not start to stress. How can I create it? Let me figure out a way. How can my creative mind, my creative ability, that's better. And the lady, my aunt was saying, she did bartering. You know, I'm not going to go into her whole story, but her thing was she bartered. And like Sila said, she was like, I went and washed people's feet. So wherever it is, well, like I said, money, a block of cheap, whatever, if you can wrap your mind starting off by saying, well, okay, I don't have it. How can I create it? How can I get it here? I know not through osmosis. I'm not talking about magic, needless to say. But, you know, if you start on that first step right there, that will calm down some of the stress. Because people go off the handle. I don't got it. I can't get it. I don't know how to get it. Hold on. We all have the power. We all have been given the power. Let's just tap into that other side of our brain so we can figure it out. So I think that's like the number one start. Let's figure out how we can create. How can we get it here if we don't have it? That'll cut down some of our stress, too. And y'all make sure y'all be a blessing to the world, because stress kills, and we don't want to just do it or die.
No, what you just said is real, and we'll get more into this tomorrow. We'll talk about the same thing a little bit inside Money Monday tomorrow at 10 p.m. But my pastor shared tonight, she was having a meeting with Donald Trump. She was having a meeting with Donald Trump recently. And Donald Trump was telling her about something about a business deal. And she was like, Donald, you can't do that. You can't do that. And he says, let me tell you something, Paula. You've been taught to color inside the lines. He says, I've been taught to create the lines. My friends, learn how to create the lines. That's it for us inside Empowerment Sunday. Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Check you out tomorrow, 10 p.m.
Well, be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Whatever you do, do it well. Keep my radio live.